I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Shaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. Sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 54 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. 2% of 8-year-olds, or 1 in 44, are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. ABC's Lionel Moise has more on the CDC report.
The CDC noted disparities in sex and race for children diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. In 4 and 8-year-olds, boys had more cases than girls. Researchers found that black and white 8-year-olds in some communities had higher cases than Hispanic children in the same age group, and that more black children with autism spectrum disorder were identified with intellectual disability compared to white and Hispanic children, adding that some of the differences could be due to limited access to resources that diagnose and support children with the disorder. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Utah's rates of autism are not above the national average, but new data says there are far more children on the autism spectrum than previously thought. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. Paul?
Maria, for several years, autism researchers believed 1 in 58 children in Utah, age 8-year-old, had autism. But the new data shows that the rates were much higher than that.
The prevalence of autism in 2018, was found to be about 1 in 46 children.
The study's co-author, Dr. Amanda Bakian, says there are also more than three boys on the spectrum for every girl. Dr. Deborah Bilder says the increase is likely due to improvements in diagnosis and more people have access to testing. However, she also says there's a gap in the number of Hispanic kids in the study, and she believes more needs to be done to reach out to that community. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah researchers are diving deeper into why a Wallet Hub survey has ranked Utah the worst state in the nation for women's equality for the last 4 years.
The Utah Women and Leadership Project dissected the most recent Wallet Hub study, listing dozens of areas where Utah can improve. But overall, they say upping this score would help the state's image.
Where people won't just judge us. Well, this is a state that doesn't support women. That's an important image to change.
Lead researcher Dr. Susan Madsen says in areas like politics, Utah has a lot fewer women elected. And with the gender wage gap, more women than men in Utah are working at or near minimum wage.
Each $1 per hour added to the minimum wage could shrink the wage gap. That's just one solution.
According to their report, there are also big disparities between men and women completing graduate degrees, the number of women-owned businesses, and even in math scores between eighth-grade girls and boys. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we are following this hour. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's troubled by yesterday's Supreme Court hearing over a Mississippi law that would restrict abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Speaker Pelosi says the court is threatening to trample on the Constitution.
Now, we don't know what the decision will be from the court, but from what they have said about not respecting precedents at stare decisis, all of that is troubling.
Legal experts say if the conservative-leaning court sides with Mississippi, Roe v. Wade would be fundamentally changed. A ruling on the hearing is expected in June or July. A slight uptick in jobless claims, ABC's Aaron Katursky reports.
222,000 Americans filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's a bit higher than last week's record low, but fits the overall trend. Employers are hanging on to workers in this tight labor market. A fuller picture comes Friday when the Labor Department releases monthly employment for November. Economists expect hundreds of thousands of new jobs were created last month before the newly identified Omicron variant of COVID-19 became a threat to the economy.
Last week's number was also revised down 5,000 to 194,000 new claims. Utahns aren't as optimistic about the economy as they've been in this year. Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute's chief economist, Juliette Tennert, explains why confidence went down.
We've seen a drop in consumer sentiment. Well, Utah consumer sentiment is absolutely influenced by what's going on across the nation.
Despite confidence going down, Tennert says that consumers were still optimistic about the state's economy overall. St. Patrick's Catholic Church near downtown Salt Lake is finally getting some much-needed repairs after the 2020 earthquake. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
The new St. Joseph Center on 400 South will have four classrooms which can be converted into a larger social hall. The director of religious education, Anthony Martinez, says they had to rebuild after the old structure was damaged in last year's earthquake. He says even though they broke ground, they don't have enough money to finish.
Need to raise about $250,000 to complete the project.
Martinez says along with the new center, there are several other buildings on the complex which also need updating, including a heating system. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Step aside, Audubon Society. Make room for the new Squirrel Watching Society. Researchers at the Natural History Museum of Utah are asking residents to track squirrels, specifically fox squirrels, to try to understand the species' habitats in the state. Researchers will kick off the event during Squirrel Fest next week, where they're encouraging people along the Wasatch Front to take pictures and send them to the citizen scientist website, iNaturalist. Ricky Meese, Bangor needs all of its traffic lights. That's all I'm going to say.
It does. And even though they do have northbound lanes traffic blocked, you are going to be able to get through. But they're just suggesting avoid it. And you don't want this headache. Take an alternate route. Make other travel plans. This is northbound Bangor Highway just after the 201 junction. An officer is there to get other directions through the area. So southbound scene, a little bit of backup. No major delays. But again, it's the spot you want to avoid, northbound Bangor. And if you are traveling that, just be prepared to be patient trying to get through there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, Jeff Kaplan tells us the story of a man, a woman, and a spotted skunk. Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News is coming up next.
Dave. I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.